Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So we have an update on the Emmanuel Clase situation, and not the update you want. The Guardians will not allow Clase to play in the Venezuelan League as he remains suspended with pay pending MLB's investigation into allegations of his involvement in illegal sports gambling. Clase was blocked from playing in the Dominican League by the Dominican League, but the Guardians can block him from playing. So the Guardians couldn't do that, but the Guardians can do this. Because he's not from Venezuela. Does any of this make sense to you?
Not really. I think, like, the Venezuelan League, are we down to the league that, like, Kenny Powers played in at one point?
I think that's after this one.
Okay, yeah, because we're getting really down there. Where they just, can Clase, if he goes down to the park and eight people meet him randomly there, can he not play in that game, too?
I believe he's going to Mexican A-ball after this.
The Nippon League. Sign him up. This is tough. But I understand why the Guardians have to do this. Again, you're putting the league and the integrity of the game above everything, even at the cost of one of your own players. You have to do this.
I think after today's news about the gambling probe, maybe part of the delay in reaction from baseball has been there might be a federal investigation going on, so that should probably say something. I continue to go back to, if it's not that thing I just mentioned, I think the Guardians in baseball might be playing a little bit of hardball with Clase and Ortiz, trying to block them from playing in other things to try and basically coerce them into some sort of settlement that allows everybody involved to save some sort of face.
Do you feel like the Trailblazers should get compensation for Chauncey Billups not being on the sideline anymore?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think if gambling takes you away, it's a little different because it's not involved in sports gambling. But yeah, I think if your organization is harmed strongly or irreparably by sports gambling or by gambling in general, yeah, I think you got to find a way to kind of make it even.
I like teams like signing up and like basically signing contracts for people like Terry Rozier, for instance, who didn't even play in the game last night, but being like, we're gonna get some third round compensation here. Let's get some compensation.
He's gonna do the Keith Van Horn, where like 5 years after Keith Van Horn retired, or just medically retired, his contract was traded like six times. That's going to be Terry Rozier.
That'll be funny.
He'll be in a nursing home 40 years from now, and he'll sign like a one-year vet min deal for the Milwaukee Bucks, his 30th team.
Omaha! All right, Joe Flacco was speaking to reporters yesterday, and you tell me if this was a glove stick and a save at the end, or if this was something that he should have just remained firm with and has nothing to be ashamed of. Here we go.
I think there's always a challenge of sitting in a room by yourself and being lonely. So for me, it's trying to find ways to maybe stay over here a little bit longer and then, you know, just kind of take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. After there's not too many situations, I tell people all the time, I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. And not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it. So, you know, just little things like that.
I think at the end he realized, oh no, my wife's going to hear this. She's going to hear that I thought that was heaven, just eating by myself.
Yeah, so Vanessa and I have had some heat with this previously. I have no problem going to the movies by myself. I have no problem going and grabbing a drink by myself, because I'm pretty content with whatever I'm doing with whom or without whomever. And she can't do it. It makes her very anxious even to think about. But I've made this case before where it's like, yeah, I just went to a diner, got something to eat, got something to drink, and she's like, why didn't you invite me? And I was like, because I love you. You're pretty. It didn't work out.
I'm sad that didn't work out for you. I just, you know, as my house gets more and more crowded, the more and more I can understand, like, yeah, maybe a half hour dinner, you just kind of just hang out, and then you're good. That's not the end of the world. I would hate if that was my every day. I don't do well by myself at all. It's not very good for me. But once in a while, not bad.
I mean, I definitely would become a real problematic human being if I was left to my own devices, but...
Oh, my wife goes like on a work trip or something, or goes away for like 48 hours, and I am just the most bored human in the world.
See, what my...
I'm so bored when she's not there.
My problem is I
just
get...
incredibly bored.
So, like, short-term loneliness, not a problem, but, like, you know, Ness will be like, me and the girls are going to go to Hershey Park with our friends for 5 days at a time I can't go, and I'll be like, I have so many plans, and I don't do any of them. I just sit around missing my wife.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And kids. The king of petty, Aaron Rodgers, is facing his old team, the Green Bay Packers, in Pittsburgh this weekend, and detailed his feelings on his former team.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again. You know, I knew the writing was on the wall when Jordan was picked, and as a matter of time, I happened to win MVP the first 2 years he was with us. But I knew at some point there would be a change, and if I wanted to play, it'd probably have to be elsewhere.
It kind of sounds like the Vlasic pickle guy, but that's a sidebar. Are you buying what Ayahuasca Aaron is selling here? It's not a revenge game.
I thought the Vlasic pickle guy was a stork. Do they have like an actual guy?
Yeah, they got a voice guy.
They got the voice of the stork.
Pickles. Yeah. Okay. You don't remember that?
Not really. I just remember the stork.
I was like, why does he sound like he's a 65-year-old grandpa that... might also have some problematic choices in going into certain theaters that you can only go to. Yeah, we're going to stop it there, but you get my point.
They chose the symbol because it was a widely recognized symbol for delivering babies, the stork, obviously, and they want to capitalize on the idea that pregnant women crave pickles.
Plastic pickles.
What meeting was that?
Yeah.
What meeting where they're like, we need to get pickles to pregnant women.
You know
who loves pickles?
You know,
pregnant women.
Okay,
so let's put a stork out there as the mascot.
What year was that decided?
1974.
Yeah, yeah. That's because you could still drink during work. You're sitting in a boardroom. You've had seven belts.
Don Draper pitching this?
That's exactly. Well, no, he was clean after the
well,
last
in the 70s,
getaway
he was clean. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
at that point,
as clean as it can be, or he was just onto cocaine. Now that being said, do you think Aaron Rodgers does not feel like this is a revenge game?
I don't know. I don't think he looks at it as a revenge game. In fact,
is it because the Jets have bypassed the Packers and is...
Well, his actual hatred for the Jets. The Jets embarrassed him and made him look stupid, whereas the Packers didn't do that. Now, the reception by Packers fans, I would think, would be pretty strong towards Aaron Rodgers in a positive way.
So it's going to be in Pittsburgh, but Pack fans do travel. I honestly don't recall what the last has he been to Green Bay yet? Because I honestly don't recall what the
I don't remember what that has been. I don't remember that one way or another, to be honest with you. But like I was thinking about this with KD. And obviously NBA rolls out the red carpet and you got the Rockets versus the Thunder and it's, you know, banner night and everything like that. And you know, KD spent 9 years with Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. Okay. 9 years and you know, did all he had to do with the big three that they had there with Westbrook and Harden, and they booed him as if he had basically accosted every Thunder fan. Like, you want a title. Get over it, Thunder fans. But like with Durant,
booed him back, which was very funny.
Well, but Durant, I mean, he gets booed there. He gets booed if he goes to Golden State at this point. He gets booed in Brooklyn. Like, he's got no home. Whereas I feel like with Rodgers, I feel like with enough time, people are just going to remember Rodgers as a Green Bay Packer, and Packers fans will wrap their arms around him the same way they do for a very problematic Brett Favre. And it just kind of just is what it is, which I actually think is a good, nice spot for Aaron Rodgers, because I think it would kind of stink if after the way it left and everything like that, if they just kind of shunned him.
I mean, the difference is KD didn't win a championship in OKC. Aaron Rodgers did win a championship in Green Bay, but I see your point.
Omaha! I don't like when people play for 9 years, do make an NBA Finals, and then they act as if they're the worst person on planet Earth, though. Like, there's a difference between applause and then outright boos, and there was a stretch where I thought Rodgers would be outright booed. Even though he won the Super Bowl, he was turning into a guy that'd be outright booed. So it's very fascinating to me. I don't know. Maybe just winning a title just solves everything at the end of the day, and that might be the answer there. All right, Bears troll Ravens, and they post a video of players playing ping pong in the locker room. Bears on a four-game win streak. Ravens on a four-game losing streak. We talked about the story yesterday. Ravens can't figure out if it was the players or the coaches that got rid of all the recreational activities. The Bears with the ping pong video. Is this good trolling, or is this lame trolling?
I'm torn because the Bears organization is an absolute dumpster fire. Don't let the four-game winning streak distract you. But on the other hand, the bit was funny. The bit, I mean, that's a funny bit. That's timely. They didn't wait like 4 weeks from now and do it. It's still and the Ravens clearly are still smarting. So good bit. I'm gonna make a ruling. Good bit.
So what's the response in your social media savviness? What's the response if the Ravens beat the Bears this weekend? Lamar is able to play. They get the job done. Yeah, I know. What is your response though? Like, how do you? You just show in a locker room with them celebrating and be like, this is why we took it. How do you win this?
I mean, I think you win it by beating the Bears. I think that's the ultimate thing. Or maybe it's like, maybe all of a sudden, maybe you have your own drawing of maybe bringing the pool tables and the ping pong tables back in. I don't know.
I'm trying to think, is there like a great ping pong movie that you can, I'm not going to say it before. I have to look
is
this up
Balls
to make sure.
Of Fury?
That's
that
what I was
one?
Thinking of, but it didn't sound like that was actually accurate to me. Mainly because
it's a ridiculous name for a movie.
It's a ridiculous name for a movie.
And by the way, that could be almost
any
sport.
On work computer, did not want to Google Balls of Fury.
Wow.
Oddly enough, wanted
live
to save myself there.
You know, live a little, buddy.
Yeah.
216-474-0092. Aaron Rodgers says it's not a revenge game this weekend in Pittsburgh against the Packers. Do you buy it? The man's the most petty man on the planet. It's just hard. It's just hard to believe. And Jared Allen made a joke. Apparently, he's not allowed to make a joke and then have 4 points and four rebounds. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.